This is Dr. Olivera dictating the case of Thomas Heath. The last name is H-E-A-T-H. First name Thomas, T-H-O-M-A-S. This is a clinical case of a 77-year-old male that is following the practice because of the presence of CKD stage 2 in proteinuria. Because of the presence of proteinuria, we decided to start the patient on Farxiga, 10 milligrams on a daily basis. Today, the patient comes with a creatinine that was evaluated in July the 23rd of 2024. Serum creatinine was 0.98 milligrams per deciliter. The BUN is 18, and the estimated GFR is 79. The microalbumin creatinine ratio is 219, and the protein creatinine ratio came down from 777 to 438. The patient is feeling well, and the proteinuria is better, and he has maintained the kidney function. Following upper arterial hypertension that is under control, 109/69. Following upper atherosclerotic heart disease, this patient is followed by the cardiologist, Dr. Parnassa, P-A-R-N-A-S-A. He has one stent, and he has regular appointments with the cardiologist. Following upper gout that has been without exacerbation, the uric acid is 3.3. Following numbers, the patient has a diabetes mellitus with a hemoglobin A1C that is 6.7. Following number, hyperlipidemia. With a total cholesterol of 114, HDL 48, and the LDL of 50, triglycerides 77. A following number, a remote history of nephrolithiasis that is not active. Following number, vitamin D deficiency or supplementation with adequate levels. Since the patient has been stable, he has been losing weight steadily. This time he lost 9 pounds. We are going to just give an appointment to see us in 6 months with laboratory workup. I invested the 10-minute review in the laboratory workup, in the face-to-face 21 minutes, and in the documentation 9 minutes.